You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. We're in the midst of a really quiet pledge drive, but it is a pledge drive nonetheless. 217-244-9455, willpledge.org, 217-244-9455, trying to raise 90 grand by next Wednesday, the 26th. Really need your help right now, so 244-9455 or willpledge.org. And make sure you tell them you're pledging in support of ag. If you're online, there's a checkbox there. So check that out. If we get it all raised, that's about $90,000, and we're a bit more than halfway there. We won't bother you anymore. Hey, thanks so much for doing that. Now, Eric Snodgrass is with us. He's from Agrible to take a look at the weather forecast. Lots to talk about. Let's begin with the rains from last week on the plains.
Yeah, so big soaker in the plains last week, which is going to have an impact on the wheat crop that's there. Really, Texas was the target. Texas, at the end of the week, had a system move through that dropped in some locations better than 15 inches of rain. Mostly hit a place that's pretty highly populated, so this isn't going to have a huge impact on ag like it could have. But you know, Texas has been targeted since late last year with many of these big rain events, bringing a few months worth of rain in a short amount of time. And so that's, you know, that's been interesting. That stuff finally moved our way. You know, so we actually had about 8 days here in central Illinois where we had dry conditions, warm conditions, great to get into the fields, a lot of field work done, a lot of early planting done. And then we got some beneficial rains, I think, for that effort on Wednesday. And then some storms moved through on Thursday. So this is all the same system. That stuff that started in Texas finally moving its way, you know, toward us. The big system kind of curled up and got us. And so some strong storms kind of around here. Saw some hail nearby. Certainly here in Champaign, we saw some pea-sized hail with one of the storms that came through. You know, not doing a lot of damage to the crops, of course, because we're kind of pre that time period. But still, interesting kind of week of weather that we had last week.
How about next week? What's it look like? Farmers would like to stay in the field.
Yeah, that's certain. So today, you know, Friday's is clearing up. It's warming up. It's a beautiful day. You know, Saturday, we're going up into the 70s. And then on Sunday, we might be approaching 80. But I'll be honest, beyond that, that's where things really start to get interesting. So we're looking at the next system that's coming through. And basically what's happened is the jet stream's gotten a pretty favorable pattern such that it's able to pump some moisture up into the Great Plains. And when that situation sets up, we have the risk for some severe weather across the Great Plains that will then translate to the east and move toward the east, toward the Midwest. So while you're going to get a great Saturday and Sunday, we got to be watching out for Monday. Really Monday night into Tuesday and Wednesday as a risk for some more thunderstorms moving through our area, you know, potentially bringing quite a bit of precipitation. At the same time, the northern plains, let's think like northern Wisconsin, northern Michigan, northern, you know, Minnesota, so that area really more than the northern plains, they're going to have some temperatures are going to kind of get toward freezing, which as warm as it's been, that's kind of rare. You know, this is vacation land. This isn't really heavy ag land, so it's something to think about. I'll tell you, when I look out just a little bit longer, just trying to give that perspective, I see us getting through the end of April and into, you know, early May, you know, near average to above average temperatures for most of the Corn Belt. And I certainly see this continuation of kind of wetter than average conditions across the Great Plains and part of the Midwest. So we kind of just take a step back and look at, you know, growing season for 2016. Crop stress right now has been really held down south. You know, really in what's going on in Texas and in the lower Mississippi River Valley and the Delta with excess of precipitation. But honestly, I think we're going to be a good start to the growing season in the Midwest and in parts of the Great Plains.
That's Eric Snodgrass from Agrible joining us to take a look at the agricultural weather forecast.